Internet access today is as vital as any other utility. But the U.S. federal government is moving to cut subsidies for broadband and Wi-Fi to public schools and libraries, affecting access to information, especially for lower-income Americans. The argument is that a 1996 law requiring telecom providers to subsidize universal access has served its purpose. Officials also raise concerns over screen time for children. But as Jamal Rahming, head of a major public library system outside Cleveland, tells the Monitor's Aaron Glantz, the impacts could be far-reaching. Access to job postings and training programs could be imperiled. In other news, when the U.S. national debt crossed $40 trillion this week, I sighed. Then I went back to a story I wrote last month about why Congress isn't doing anything about the skyrocketing debt. You can find the story at csmonitor.com. Good morning. It's Friday, August 21st. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. A former Meta employee said safety was an afterthought. Arturo Bejar, a former engineering manager at the social media giant, told a federal court Wednesday about how the company prioritized profits over safety, particularly the safety of users under age 13. Meta, he testified, followed a don't ask, don't tell policy that sought to maximize users' time on its products, despite detrimental effects on their mental health. The trial, brought by four states, began this week in federal court in California. The FBI searched Eric Swalwell's home as part of a sexual misconduct investigation. Federal agents seized the former Democratic congressman's devices and then searched his Washington home over the weekend, according to reporting from the Associated Press and other outlets. The former U.S. representative from California resigned from Congress and ended his gubernatorial bid in April after reporting from CNN and the San Francisco Chronicle detailed allegations that he had sexually assaulted a woman twice. Mr. Swalwell has denied the allegations. Taiwan pitched a record $35 billion defense budget for 2027 as the threat from China grows. If approved, Taiwan's defense spending will exceed 3% of its estimated gross domestic product next year, marking an 18% increase from last year's budget. The increase follows China's intensified military and political pressure, asserting its sovereignty claims over Taiwan. China regularly sends military planes and vessels toward Taiwan and conducts large-scale exercises. The proposal will be reviewed by the opposition-controlled legislature and may face challenges. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. A program called E-Rate has for 30 years helped expand public internet access. As the Federal Communications Commission challenges whether the subsidies are still needed, schools and libraries say cuts could leave them with hard choices. Aaron Glantz reports for the Monitor. After reports of a series of abuses in after-school programs in Paris, parents across France have been reassessing how they protect their children and whom they can trust. Colette Davidson reports from Paris for the Monitor. President Donald Trump has asserted that nobody cares if he and his family are making big money during his presidency. But some voters in his own party say ethical standards have declined, and midterm elections might allow Democrats to put new scrutiny on the issue. This story is reported from Washington by me, Linda Feldman, for The Monitor. Africa is the fastest urbanizing region on the planet. It's also the youngest, and as its cities grow at a breakneck speed, gobbling parks, playgrounds, and open spaces, they're becoming more and more unsafe for children. Ryan Lenora Brown and Harriet Akinyi report from Johannesburg, South Africa, and Nairobi, Kenya, for The Monitor. In Leona, Senegal, as in much of the surrounding Louga region, migration structures lives, expectations, and imaginations. It also sustains a local economy heavily dependent on remittances, income that supports many rural households, especially women. Marie Wouwe and Adrienne Marot report from Leona, Senegal, for The Monitor. Check out our photo essay at csmonitor.com/daily. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on AI in education. As American students head back to the classroom, their schools are being flooded with offers of AI-powered products to improve learning. This summer, Google and Anthropic both launched new technologies designed for teachers, joining similar offerings from OpenAI and Khan Academy. In addition, more than 30 states have adopted guidelines on the use of artificial intelligence in education. A large majority of high schoolers, of course, already use AI for schoolwork. And last year, the percentage of teachers using AI tools almost doubled from the year before, from 32% to 61%. This rush to adopt yet another new technology in classrooms will almost certainly help teachers with basic administrative tasks. At the same time, much of the research reveals that students will benefit when they bring their own special intelligence about the limits and dangers of AI, such as biased answers or a possible invasion of privacy. About one quarter of teens have asked a teacher how to judge the accuracy of an AI summary, according to a survey this year by the nonprofit Common Sense Media. Most teens see AI as both an answer machine and a way to support their thinking. Two-thirds say it helps them understand their school lessons, not just complete them more quickly. The most profound result of the survey was that at least half of teens acknowledge the skills that AI can't or shouldn't replace: working well with others and fact-checking and critical thinking. The new AI products for schools, in other words, are forcing new insights on intelligence itself, as well as which types of intelligence are best taught by teachers. One leader in defining types of intelligence, Howard Gardner of Harvard University, predicted at a conference last year which types will probably remain anchored in human teaching. "I think most cognitive aspects of mind, the disciplined mind, the synthesizing mind, and the creative mind, will be done so well by large language machines and mechanisms that whether we do them as humans will be optional," said Dr. Gardner, a professor of cognition and education. "On the other hand," he added, "I don't believe for a minute that aspects of respect, how we deal with other human beings, and ethics, how we deal with difficult issues as citizens, as professionals, can or should be consigned to even the most articulate and multifaceted intelligent machines." Dr. Gardner told Education Week this year that AI might push humans toward an expression of a higher intelligence. "Perhaps we'll even discover or create new knowledge, entities, or experiences beyond AI's reach, maybe even poetry or stories no AI could write. But," he continued, "that will only happen if individuals are intrinsically motivated to stretch their abilities." For schools, that is the rub: whether AI brings a unity and elevated understanding among students. What matters, Dr. Gardner concluded, is that young people learn to work together, particularly on challenging ethical and moral issues. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we gain an understanding of our true identity as the child of God, we're able to overcome anxiety, depression, and mental illness. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Jingnan Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.